Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? Hope everybody's having a good Friday. I know it's kind of a little of impromptu tonight, but just kind of felt like wanted to hop on here. So I hope everybody's doing well tonight. Having a little couple technical difficulties here tonight, unfortunately. But I hope everybody's doing good. I hope everybody's enjoying the Friday. I hope it's been a good week for everybody. Hasn't been a bad week for me, but it's definitely been a long week for me. That's for sure. But really thank you guys for tuning in, for saying hey. If you're here, drop a note, comment, say hello, let us know where you're here. Definitely love to hear from you, love to engage with you, but really appreciate it. Couple things, you know, I want to shout out, want to mention before we really get started. You know, if you're here in the local Olean area, the youth football team, Huskies, their football and cheerleading program, looking for coaches, volunteers to help out at the games, people to help out with like the chains, the scoreboard, you know, EMTs to be on site. So if you guys are interested in any way, shape, or form, please reach out to me. I'll definitely get you in touch with the people that that are definitely here and willing to help. Ty, hey, how you doing tonight? Thanks for joining us. Let's see here, what else we got going on? There's a lot of stuff going on, man, all over the place, and not just here locally, but I really want to take a minute and talk a little bit about tonight. If you saw the title of the podcast episode, you know, don't stay in the shopping cart. You got to get out of the shopping cart. And, you know, well, Dr. Harvey, what are you talking about? So I've been really, over the course of the last few weeks, few months, even the last year or so, whatever, I've really come to a place where I've started evaluating various people that are in my life, who I'm attached to, who's attached to me, because we can be attached to someone and them not be attached to us, or vice versa. They can be attached to us and us not attached to them. There's a lot of different aspects, a lot of different dynamics there. But I've really been thinking about that, because one of the things that really I struggle with sometimes, and maybe I shouldn't, maybe I should, I don't know, but when individuals, they chirp a lot, they talk a lot like they're in your corner, but at the end of the day, they're really not there behind you. See, it is powerful to have individuals in your corner, or people that talk about you positively in rooms that you're not in. And so sometimes I sit back and I'm like, man, I'm bending over backwards, I'm trying to help all these people, like I do this for them, I do that for them, you know, I go out of my way and this, that, and the other. And, you know, it's easy to become frustrated, to become aggravated in that regard at times, because you're like, well, man, it's not being reciprocated. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? Why are they even around if they don't support anything that it is that I'm doing, right? And so that question oftentimes will get asked, it'll get thrown around, tossed around, this, that, and the other. And I thought about it for a little bit, and I kind of came to a little conclusion. You know, people will put you in a shopping cart, right? Like we're all familiar with online shopping, we're all familiar with Amazon, right? And so with Amazon, I talk to a lot of people all the time. They'd be like, oh yeah, I got like $3,000 worth of stuff sitting in my cart or on my Amazon list, right? And oftentimes we will come across people that see, they like what they see, they like what they hear, they like something about you, right? And so what they do is they'll click on you and they'll put you in the cart. But they're not real sure yet if they really want to progress with a relationship, or, you know, maybe they do when it's convenient and when it's comfortable and you know, whatnot. But they're not really all in, right? They're not really gonna make the purchase. I like the description, I like the way the product looks, I like your train of thought, I like conversation sometimes, I like that you take me out to eat, I like that you're there for me if I need something, but I can't really commit and purchase the product, because, you know, maybe I don't need it all the time, or maybe it's just one of those, it's strictly convenience, right? So with that being said, they click on you and they put you in the cart. Well, one of the things that you have to understand is you're in the cart because they don't truly understand or truly value who it is you are as a person. They're trying to fill some type of need. They're not trying to reciprocate. They're not trying to, show a level of appreciation. They're not trying to, acknowledge your value as an individual. You know, I saw this video the other day too. This gentleman, he was talking. I don't know. I think it was on Instagram or Facebook. I'm not sure which it is, but he's talking. He's like, man. He said, "You think I sacrificed opportunities, I sacrificed sleep, I sacrificed time, I sacrificed my social life, I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this business for me to give you a discount? Nah, ain't no discounts here. And if you can't understand that you're not paying for the destination, but you're paying for the journey, then go somewhere else." And I think that's very true sometimes. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do, especially if you have been, I would say, been friends with an individual for a long period of time, but was it really a friendship or was it just an attachment? Was it an association? Was it something that you viewed as a friendship, but on the other end, that same thought process, that same feeling wasn't reciprocated, right? So you've been put in the shopping cart. Now, maybe ask yourself too, are there people in your life that you've put in the shopping cart? Let's be fair, right? You know, we can't just have this victimhood mentality and this toxic thought process where it's always somebody else. Like, have you only interacted with people so you could capitalize on something, so you could get something, so life would be easier, so you could get that discount, so you could network, so you can, like, there's all types of reasons that we may actually associate with an individual or a group of individuals, right? We try to capitalize on what's going on. You have a lot of people often, and even people in large towns, small towns, they capitalize on circumstances and situations, you know, and part of them may want to actually help what's going on, but in the long run, they're looking at, well, how can I build my influence? How can I build my circle of influence? How can I stretch that further? How can I make a dollar? How can I do this? And all of a sudden, the thought process shifts once they're in a position of influence. Then they begin to change the entire direction of the organization, the group, the purpose that was originally there, right? That happens. It is what it is. And ultimately, that's because they put you, they put the organization, they put the other, they put the topic, they put the circumstance in a shopping cart so they could use it when they wanted to. Or maybe they're using it so they can copy it. Like, if you ever, you ever seen some, oh man, I could do that, I could do this, and then you recreate it based off of a picture, whether it be a costume, a makeup look, an article of clothing, or, you know, whatever, right? And people do that all the time too. But I want you to understand your worth. When you're put in the shopping cart, when somebody says, you know what, I like you, but not enough to really have you in my life full time and reciprocate your value. Now, when I say reciprocate your value, I'm not talking about everybody being on the same page. I'm not talking about you doing the exact same things that they are or vice versa, but I am talking about reciprocating what is available to you to reciprocate their value. So how do you show them that level of appreciation, right? That's really what that's coming down to. How do you show them you appreciate them and what they do and their position in your life? Like, those are the things that I mean when I'm talking about reciprocating value, not necessarily doing or saying the same types of things. And so, but you get put in a shopping cart, you get put on hold, and you only get looked at when, you know, oh, they got a little extra money, right? Like, that's when you go back to your shopping cart. Ah, which one of these things do I want to buy? And, you know, because it's a moment of convenience, it's a moment of, you know, hey, I need that in this instance, or I need what you bring to the table. I want to capitalize on your network. I want to capitalize on your circle of influence. I want to capitalize on your talents, you know, all these types of things. There's various different ways to look at it. And, you know, they leave you, you know, if you're not the guy or the person for that moment in particular, based on what they need or what they want, their particular outcome they're looking for, you may stay in the shopping cart. Well, the problem with staying in the shopping cart is that you begin to lose your value. you begin to, the longer I can go by and you can get passed up and you can get worked over, but you're still there, right? You're still an option. And oftentimes we do that. We stay in people's lives as an option. We allow them to overlook us. We allow them not to reciprocate the value. We allow them to only come to us when they want and need something. We allow them to tell us, oh yeah, I'll do XYZ if you're able to help me with this, and we do that. We talk positively about them in rooms that they're not in. We try to open doors for them and put them on opportunities, but they never reciprocate that because you're an option. They don't have to. And the longer we continue to do that, we show the person that we're not going anywhere. We're always going to be in that shopping cart. Whenever they finally decide that they want to come back to us, we're in the shopping cart. Now, the problem with that is you're not an item to be put in a shopping cart. You're not. You're worth more than that. You're worth more than that. Your value, the value of who it is you are as an individual in itself, deems that you're not an object. You're not something that's just there for convenience, right? And so you've got to be able to make that determination and say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm not an object to be put in an Amazon cart. I'm not something that's just there for convenience to sit on an Amazon list until you finally decide that you want me around. And so you have to be willing to take these situations and circumstances, and you have to be willing to say, you know, enough is enough. I got to get out of the shopping cart. I've got to get out. I've got to move. You know what? There's someone else that's willing to not just put me in the cart, but complete the purchase, for a lack of better words. And I'm not saying that you're something to be bought. So please don't misunderstand me in me saying that. However, there are people that are willing to reciprocate your value. They're willing to complete the purchase. They're willing to have you in their lives more than just a moment of convenience and a moment of opportunity. And you have to be willing to acknowledge that. It's not the easiest thing sometimes, getting out the cart. Because at least when we're in the cart, right, we feel like we're an option. We feel like there's a possibility, there's potential. And, you know, so we hang around in circumstances and relationships, friendships, even, you know, employment situations, and we never leave. Because it's safer to deal with the demons you know than the ones you don't, essentially, right? And so you begin to put yourself in a position where even to yourself you begin to lose value. You begin to there must be something wrong with me. That's why they won't complete the purchase. That's why they keep leaving me in the cart. Maybe I'm too expensive. Maybe I require too much. Whatever the case may be. But when they need something, that's when they come back to that shopping cart. That's when they come back to that list and they start looking at their options. And again, if you don't fill that option in that moment, you stay on the list. You stay in the shopping cart. But you're not an item to be in a shopping cart. You're worth more. You're worth so much more, and there's so many individuals that would be willing to reciprocate your value. There's individuals that are willing to go, do what was necessary to have you in their lives, that appreciate you, that appreciate what you're able to do. So you have to come to the place where, again, you understand you're not an item to be on the list or in the shopping cart. You got to get out of the shopping cart. You know, well, Dr. Harvey, why, if I'm comfortable here? Well, because you're slowly killing yourself. You're slowly losing your value. You're slowly telling yourself, whether you realize it or not, it's okay being somebody's second choice. It's okay being the alternative option. It's okay that they only come around when they want or need something. No, it's not okay. I don't care how they twist it, how they gaslight it, how they, you know, whatever the case may be, it's not okay for them to leave you in the shopping cart. You are so much more, and you miss out on opportunities. You miss out on relationships. You miss out on employment opportunities because you keep yourself in the shopping cart. We have to come to the place where we understand that you're worth more. You're worth so much more. you know, and you have so much more value. And there's so many people, honestly, that in your life, if you gave them the opportunity, they would not just put you in the cart, not just put you on the shopping list for to deal with at a later date when it's convenient and when they need something, but they'll quote unquote complete the process. They'll reciprocate your value. They'll appreciate you being around and being in their life. And so with that being said, you've got to understand that you're not an item to be put in the cart. Get out of the shopping cart. Don't stay in the shopping cart. You guys, I know this is quick, but I want to encourage you tonight, again, going into the weekend, going into next week, understand your value. Understand you're not a person to be put on hold and put in a list until they need you at a later date. They're trying to hang on to you until they need something. Understand your worth and your value and operate in that. And allow the right ones to come in and show you that and reciprocate your value, because they will if you let them. But if you stay in somebody else's shopping cart, like, think about it. How often you walk around Walmart and you just reach into somebody else's shopping cart and pull something out because that's what you want, right? You don't do it. You might look at the cart. You might be like, oh, man, that'd be cool. You know, I wonder where they got that. But a lot of times you won't go hunt and go search for it, right? You just see it and it's like, oh, okay, that's cool. But had it been available when you walked past it and saw it, you would have scooped it up. But because you seem to be taking, you're in that pending purchase status, right? You're in that shopping cart. You're on that Amazon list. You'd get overlooked. So don't allow yourself to be overlooked. Allow the people that are supposed to be in your life to speak into your life. Allow the people that are supposed to make an impact in your life, make an impact in your life. And for, listen, if nothing else, even if you got to sit on the shelf for a little while and wait for the right people to come around to complete the purchase, don't stay in the cart. You got to get out of the shopping cart. You guys, thank you very much. I hope you guys have an outstanding Friday evening. I hope you have a fantastic weekend coming up, you know, and going into the next week. I wish nothing but blessings on you guys. I know it's a crazy world, a lot of things going on, but, you know, a lot of things locally, a lot of things on a state level, on a national level, international level. So I know sometimes it can be a lot. It can, you know, be real heavy on the mental. So take some time for you, but start by getting out of the cart. Get out of the shopping cart, if nothing else. All right. Really appreciate you guys. Thank you very much for showing up. The other individuals that came in and watched and listened, definitely appreciate you guys. Can't do this without you. And, you know, like, share, invite somebody to watch it. Obviously, the recording's up. You're going to be able to appreciate that, sir. You enjoy yours as well. Mine's going to be pretty busy, hopefully. So we'll see how that goes. But thank you very much. But again, you guys, really want to thank you for tuning in. Again, the recording's going to be up on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook. So invite somebody to watch it. Shoot them a message. Let them know that they're worth more than just sitting in somebody's shopping cart. They're worth being, you know, their value being reciprocated. Again, thank you guys very much. And as always, you pray for me. I'll pray for you. We'll catch you next time on Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey.